We only have three sections for Book of Romans. We plan to finish the theological part of Book of Romans. Application started from chapter 7. You can simply read the notes. Because application, I think you may hear the application part quite often by yourself. And the application part is also quite understandable. So I will teach, we will share up to chapter 11. Chapter 11, hopefully we can finish it tonight. Now, we talk about, there are three things in Book of Romans, right? One is justification by faith. That is, you can be justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then you can be sanctified by the power of Holy Spirit. Then you shall be glorified with our Lord Jesus Christ in the last days. So we are going to talk about the second part of chapter 8, talk about glorification, the eternal glory for the children of God. Eternal glory for the children of God. Now, we believe in Jesus. Of course, there are two major purposes. One is to have the peace in this world. The other is, now we can have eternal life. Eternal life is indeed enjoy the glory with our Lord, with our God. You know what? Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he never seek his personal glory. Just like Moses, when it comes to his own personal glory, he don't care. Therefore, when his older sister Miriam tried to criticize him, he did not defend anything concerning his own glory. But when it comes to God's glory, he always will fight for God's glory. But many saints in the Bible, before they die, even Jesus Christ, even Paul, they all are looking forward to the glory that is preparing for them. Please turn to Gospel John chapter 17. Gospel John chapter 17. Verse 1. Gospel John chapter 17, verse 1. Joe, please read. 中文没有关系. 17 verse 1. 17. When time comes, may you glorify your son, so your son can receive glory. So you can see, at this chapter 7 is the very final prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did he pray for? He prayed for the future glory. So yesterday you have a question asking, is main drive for servitude, can benefit be the main drive of servitude? Actually it's allowed because they are all looking forward to the future glory. And Paul, at the very last stage of his missionary, before he died, he also said that a crown of glory is waiting for me. So it's legitimate that you are looking for that kind of glory. You know what? The most important thing you want on earth is what? What do you like on earth? Mercedes-Benz? Flory? Flory? Huh? How do you pronounce it? Ferrari? Ferrari. Big mansions, big house. Beautiful wife. What else? Good job. President of the United States? No. You know what? Everything on this earth, the day you get it. Do you know this economic term called, I only know this term in Chinese, 边际效用递减。How do you say in English? 啊？边际效用 the margin。Louder. Elimination of margin profit. It is in the economical, right? Meaning that everything, you know, everything you obtain, the value will, that you obtain it, right? The value will decrease, right? When I get this fireball, it's premium and I like it. Every day it's getting old, I still like it, but it's getting old, right? First day when you get your first computer, how do you feel? You like it, right? But the more, like, they don't treat the garbage, right? You throw it away. Like, you throw it away, you throw it here and there, right? It's not the same thing. The first day you got a car, you polish it, you wash it. Later on, your car is like a junk. Look like a junk because all dirt on it, right? Everything you do, never it's the same thing. You got a beautiful wife, wait until your cigar. She becomes 50 years old. Right? Everybody the same, I'm telling you. Everything on earth, the day you get it, the value is decreasing. The value is decreasing in your heart. And then we think about inheriting kingdom, huh? Every kingdom, I will say, nothing will be decay. Nothing will be immortal. Everything will be glorified, no? But it is something that really your eyes never will see it, your ears never heard about it, your brain never thought of it. A lot of times, the Bible used material world to allow us to understand the terrible of hell and the wonderfulness of heaven. But it's true, like it was like that. No, it's only something for you to understand, no? It's more than that. So indeed, it is a legitimate reason for you to want glory in the heavenly kingdom. So we would like to talk about we shall be glorified together with our Lord Jesus Christ in the future. Please read Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. 8:17. Liliana.
Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with them, that we may also be glorified together.
If indeed we suffer with God, with Him, Jesus Christ, sorry, huh? If we suffer with Jesus Christ, we will for sure receive the same glory as Him. So we shall learn to suffer with Jesus Christ. Maybe I should talk about third point first. Huh? Suffering with Jesus Christ. Huh? Please read Luke chapter 24, verse 26. In order to obtain glory in the future, you shall suffer with Jesus Christ right now. Even Jesus Christ said the same thing. Luke 24, 26. Jonathan. Read it again. Please read out loud because I'm reading Chinese, otherwise I gotta read my Bible again. It is right, huh? Don't you know that it is proper for Christ to suffer in order to enter His glory? So Jesus Christ need to suffer for Him to enter into the glory. He died for you. He go to Hades to test the death for you. And later on, He was lift up by the right hand, and later on, now He's sitting at the right hand side of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus got to suffer for us. Now, how Jesus was able to go through this kind of suffering? What do you think Jesus was able to go through this kind of suffering? Anybody? What kind of power sustained Jesus to go through the suffering on the cross? Helen? Huh? Obedience. Obedience is the result of suffering. We mentioned that in order to learn obedience, you need to go through suffering. But in suffering, what kind of power keep him going in suffering? Sustain him, continue to suffer. Faith? Yes. Oh, very good. Beside faith, anything else? Holy Spirit? Oh, very good. Anything else? Love? Very good. Anything else? Huh? Yes, he had a vision. Vision of what?
Glory.
Yes, future glory, right? Because we are talking about glory, right? So the answer should be glory, right? Because the future vision of glory, future glory, that really, future hope, that really sustains him to go through that kind of suffering. Huh? Please read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Chapter 12, verse 2. Kwang, please read. Oh, he says, looking forward to Jesus, who is the starting, starter and the finisher of our faith. How come he can look away the suffering on the cross, the shame on the cross? Because of the vision, the future joy, the future glory. How come you what sustain you to study hard? Even though you got to study whole night, prepare for the test, what kind of power motivates you to study that hard? Walter. Do well, future graduation, future joy. You have hope. The same thing, huh? So this it is the future joy, future glory that sustain our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? So again, if you want to receive if you suffer with Christ, you will be glorified with Christ. Therefore, we need to suffer with Christ too. So thank God you come to NYTS, right? You suffer here, you train your speciality in the future. You can receive similar glory. Oh. So what else do you think you can suffer with Christ together in order to obtain the glory, future glory? Adrian, what kind of suffering you can do with Christ right now in order to obtain future glory? What do you think? Anybody? Adrian? What could be the reason for us to suffer? Two reasons. Because of? Huh? We want to suffer for future glory, yes. But only if you suffer with Christ, you will have future glory. But what could be the possible two reasons that you suffer right now? Huh? Sin. We could be suffering because of personal sin. And we'd be suffering with, like Romans says, with Christ. Right? We are suffering every day. Because of sin came to this world, we suffer. Because of sin, we suffer. Another thing is because we want to do the right thing, we also suffer. Please turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20. So you know, when we say suffer with Jesus Christ, does not mean we suffer when we commit sin, ordinary thing. Because you know, ordinary because sin came to this world, so we need to suffer. We are doomed to suffer. Huh? There are more purpose. It is to suffer with Jesus Christ. According to these two verse, this verse, there are two reasons for suffering. Huh? Chapter 2 verse 20. Dennis?
First point. But what credit is it in when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, is this commendable before God?
Verse 19.
For this is commendable, if because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully.
It is commendable if you suffer for the Lord. It is lovely. It is 可喜爱的. If you can suffer for the right purpose, it is commendable. If you suffer for your own sin, what can we boast? Can we boast anything about it? No, but we should continue doing good. So suffer with Christ, meaning that we need to do good with Christ. So I know a lot of you when you hang out with your friends, right? I know maybe sometimes your friends are doing bad things, right? At that time, you do not follow them. You might suffer a little bit. You know, following the tiding is much easier. I don't know who said that yesterday or this morning. If you never got persecution, or when did you hear that? Huh? This morning, sorry. If you never have persecution, you are in trouble, right? That means that you are following the tiding. Then there's no persecution. Then you are not suffering with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ suffered because for our sin. Now, for our sin, for good thing, but you should suffer for Jesus, to avoid sin. I know it's tough, right? But again, in order to obtain future glory, we really got to do it. You know what? This body, later on, we'll talk about this body. You know, Jesus' body receive glory is have to do with this body over here. We mentioned it. His soul is not left in Haiti, right? I mean, his soul did not see corruption, right? What I'm saying? 他的灵魂没有被撇在阴间. Oh, his body did not see corruption. His soul was not left in Haiti. Remember that verse? Do you remember that verse? How many of you do not know what I'm saying? Raise your hand. Please read Acts chapter 2. Chapter 2. Verse 31. Victor, please read.
Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay.
He was not left in the grave, actually not left in Haiti, yeah? Can anyone read NKJV? James. His soul is not left in Haiti, nor his flesh see corruption. So we keep mentioning about this verse, right? So his flesh did not see corruption. His flesh was transformed into glorious body. So today, your body, right, one day will be transformed into a spiritual body also. But if your body is too dirty, just like an ego, right? At this time, now his feather got plucked out. His wings full with dirt, right? He cannot mount up. He cannot fly up. Now, if your body is too dirty, really, I don't know how in the future Holy Spirit is going to able to transform your body into a spiritual body. And if your body cannot be transformed into the spiritual body like Jesus Christ, how can you enjoy the future glory just like Jesus Christ? So indeed, we need to suffer for the Lord. We need to try to get, we always try to avoid sin on our body. Now, some suffering not only have to do with the sin we are talking about, also with the, like Adrian says, right? Every day we are suffering. Also referred to sin came to this world through one man. And indeed we suffer. Now let's look at the current suffering we have. please read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 20. Chapter 8, maybe, verse 20. Adrian, would you please read?
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
So we are under futility, subjected to utility, the creation. After sin came to this world, now really, a lot of time we feel very empty, feel very meaningless. Especially even after, if we also sin, we will just, like Solomon say, empty, empty. Everything is empty. No meaning at all. This is how we feel. Now please continue reading verse 21. 21, yes.
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Nowadays, we are still under the bondage of corruption. Bondage corruption. Everything will be decayed. Whatever you see, the microphone, the computer, everything is under corruption. But in heavenly kingdom, there is no corruption. In heavenly kingdom, there is no sigh, no tears, no decay. How many of you ever have a vision of heavenly kingdom or paradise? Raise your hand. Anybody? You saw heavenly kingdom in your dreams or visions? Nobody? Actually, in our True Jesus Church, we hear many people was there, and they really can describe how beautiful it is. No corruption, no decay. You hear many testimonies concerning this. Did I tell you that some people serve in kingdom, they are eating banquet, and they are cutting the cake. Did I tell you this story? They're cutting the cake, right? And they eat the cake. After they cut the cake was a round one. After they cut it, the triangle empty part fall it automatically. After you cut it, you got full. It is very meaningful to me because in heavenly kingdom, everything is perfect. Right? That's so amazing. Huh? And everything is living, because they says that another vision, and maybe you heard this already, they pluck the flower to sing to them, and he's tired of that flower. He throw it away, and the flower go to the original place, continue to sing, right? Do you hear that? No, you don't hear that. So, there is no corruption over there. But everything on earth, we are still under bondage. Continue reading, please. Verse 22. All creation are grown and labors till now. All creation, not only human being. Can you imagine that in Garden of Eden, every creation is really live in peace? Can you imagine that the snake is able to live with baby? In that time, no baby, yeah? The lion is able to live peacefully together with lamb. Everything can live together peacefully. But do you know, nowadays, animals are so frightened to human being, yeah? They are very frightened to human being, yeah? How many of you are scared of snake? You are. Me too. I used to be scared of snake. But do you know a snake also scared of you? Huh? You know that? Really? One day I went to La Habra High. There's a sister. She got an acre land, right? And she asked us to go to pick up the fruits. We go there. We see snake. And everybody was scared, right? But the sister keep following the snake, and the snake keep running away from her. I said, "Wow, how come it's like that? It's a rattlesnake." My wife do not like birds. He said, "Birds are never play with people. Birds are so scared of people, right?" But you think in the Garden of Eden, birds are scary to people? Are scared of people? Why do you think animals start to scare, feel scary of people? Why? Yes, we eat them, right? We shoot them, right? Oh. I think animals started to feel scared of human beings. Started with human beings start to kill animals. To get the God, actually, for you, he killed the animal. From that moment on, they know that there's a death, physical death, painful death. Oh. Did anybody ask you to not eat in a period of time? People are talking about what kind of food. You should only eat vegetable because if don't eat animal, that kind of words, right? And one of the theory I hear why you should not eat animal meat, just eat vegetable, it is because when animal got killed, right, they will yield a kind of human because they are very scary. When they got killed, they will be scary, right? So they yield a kind of human into their body. So when you eat that, it's harmful to your body. Have you ever heard this kind of theory? No. Okay. But no matter how they say, I still eat meat, right?
You only live
once, that's right. But my point is that really, when it comes to sin, we kill them to eat, they become very scary. That's why you just read, right? They groan, they sigh till this day. They don't have peace neither. Sometimes you can see that even dogs have jealousy heart. Do you know that? Yes. My wife has a dog, right? He's very good, usually. But later on, like, there's a sister go outside for vacation. The sister have two dogs, right? He take his two dogs into my house so my wife can take care of their dogs, right? Because everybody know that my wife loves dogs. So whenever they're on vacation, my house become dog house. And I noticed that when these two stranger dogs came into my house, our dog became very jealous. When my wife called him, the other two dogs, what's their name? I forget. I hate dog anyway. come. And the other dog will start to walk. Come first. Our own dog will come first. And try to jump on my wife, you know, and lick her, you know. And the other two dogs come, will bark them off. Don't come. You can see they are living under what? Growing, pain, jealousy. This kind of thing is. So even like all the creation are waiting for the day, all the creation are waiting for the day, you receive the glory. Huh? I don't know what will be in every kingdom, but all the living thing over there is no pain, no jealousy, no harmful. Now animal is very beautiful because I don't think they have no law, therefore they don't sin, right? No matter what they do, it's not sin, right? I don't know if they have conscience. I know they have wisdom, right? But do you know animal wisdom? They are pretty smart, right? But I don't know what their conscience is. No matter what, do you think animal commit sins? Of course, people sometimes eat people, right? People. No, a kind of dog called what? No, a kind of dog called Pitbull. How do you pronounce it? Pitbull. Did I pronounce it right? But I don't know. They know they commit crimes or commit sins. Oh. But really, they suffer because human beings commit mistakes first. That's how they suffer. Let's continue reading. So you can see the differences. Everything, all are under suffering. All are under suffering now. So we are also under suffering, huh? 22. And we are wait, please read verse 23, Adrian.
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption and the redemption of our body.
Yes, like John says, Lord, I hope you can come as soon as possible. So we are in quiet light. We hope that our body one day can receive redemption. So we talk about two redemption, right? Two resurrection. First time is when you got baptized, your soul received salvation already, and this the last, very last redemption of your body, at that time, we shall be no more sight within us. So brother, when you are in pain, like Edwin, you say you are in pain. Yes, indeed. Not only sin, but not only our personal sin, but that's after sin came this world, everybody was groaning. Now, but we should looking forward to the glory that we are going to have. This glory, Paul tried to compare with the glory and the pain. Let's read 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17. Chapter 4, verse 17. Like, who can read as clear as Adrian? Because when you read, I can hear very clearly. Because I'm reading Chinese. Dennis can do that too. Now you compare the suffering and the glory, right? When it comes to what? Time-wise, what is suffering, Dennis, according to this verse? Timing-wise.
Timing?
Yes.
Our affliction?
Yes. Read again so I can hear that words.
For our light affliction.
Light affliction and?
But for a
moment.
Yes,
timing-wise, right? Timing-wise, our suffering, our affliction, but for a moment. Can you imagine, brethren, if timing, God's timing, right? God's eternity is, can you imagine this line, from right hand side, go to right hand side, a line, a timeline, go to right hand side, all the way go over is infinity, right? 11 side is also infinity. Then you can live up to 100 years old. It's only a dot in this line. Can you imagine that? A lot of times we think that, well, this life is very long. Yeah, how come you are not 21, so you are able to get married? Yeah, 22 actually. When can you get married? 16. A lot of them, you're thinking, well, how come time passes so slow? Because we want to enjoy a family life. Many of you may think, oh, maybe you can graduate as soon as possible. But actually, compared with eternity, really, our life, only that's in eternity. So the pain you suffer right now in this eternity is only this much. So if you're looking forward to that eternal glory, that infinity glory. So this is timing-wise, right? How about weight-wise? Weight-wise. Weight. Talking about weight. The weight of the glory and the weight of suffering. Because just wait, I think it's ready again.
The second part?
On the first part.
Okay. For our light affliction.
Light. Light, right? Your affliction is very light. Continue reading, right?
Which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Eternal weight, it is eternal weight of glory. The glory, I don't know, he used eternal weight. Light versus eternal weight. How do you think about a feather of birds, the white feather of birds, and a big mountain? Chinese people try to compare these two weights, right? A feather and Taishan, Mountain Tai, different from Taishan. You know Taishan? Huh? Chinese people talk about death. What is death? Death is as light as a feather and as heavy as a mountain Tai. Where is Mountain Tai? Taishan 在哪一省? Sichuan? Where is Mountain Tai? Anybody know? I don't know. Anybody from China? Anyway, doesn't matter, huh? Doesn't matter. You talk about death could be more value, just like a feather, and can be very glorious, like a mountain. The same thing, future glory, this affliction on earth is just like a feather. Even though you feel like, oh, study whole night is very painful. Go to school, if you do not like chemistry, right? Chemistry or whatever is so heavy, right? But really, compared with what you're going to obtain in the future, this is like a feather, nothing now. This is how Paul said, and the Paul said this out of imagination. Paul truly had personal experience concerning suffering and future glory. Let's read the 2 Corinthians chapter 11 now. This is the suffering Paul encountered. If you compare your suffering with Paul's suffering, let's see what kind of suffering do you have, right? Please read chapter 11, verse 23, 23 and on. Now, who can read out loud? I don't know. James, please read. Continue.
Verse 24. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 25. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep.
26.
In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren.
27.
In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold.
In fasting often, yeah? Wow. Continue.
28. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches.
Really, Paul, when I compare my personal missionary with Paul, I say I'm more lucky. Because Paul have a shipwreck 3 times, right? If I got airplane crash one time, I'm doomed. Or maybe God will not let me doom now. I don't know. Maybe I'll fly like a bird. I don't know. And not only that, I mean, when I go out, nobody really stone me, huh? Of course, sometimes you feel very heavy in your heart because when you go there, some of the truths people say, you feel like, hey, how come it's a little bit deviated, huh? Especially go outside, huh? There are some problems, but I never got in jail. I never got beaten. Oh. Of course, the burden of the church is always on us, huh? But compared with Paul, is indeed, he suffered much more than us, than you and me now. But even that, Paul says that the suffering is like a feather, very light, or only for a moment, because he was in heaven once, huh? Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Chapter 12, verse 3, James. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
Verse 3. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, not though.
4.
4. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
Really, he was able to experience that. Go there in Chinese translation. He can able to hear some word that is not describable by man. And in other Bible, it says that place is beyond. It's too good. How do we? It's so wonderful that there's no word can describe it. This was sister in Bowen Park Church. Her husband died. She became a widow quite young. I think around 40 or 50 now. And she said when her husband died, she cried every day, every day. But one night she had a dream, She saw her husband was in paradise, And her husband showed her where he sleep, He said, it's a garden, sleep in a garden, And the wife said, wow, you sleep in such a beautiful place, they have good conversation. And later on the husband said, I want to divorce you. And I said, why you want to divorce me? You are already here. I'm down there. Why do you want to divorce me? And the husband said, I need to divorce you because if I do not divorce you, you keep crying for me. I'm no good. Huh? Anna, sister never cried because he knew that the husband was really living in a very beautiful place like a garden, paradise. He was very joyful. Actually, the sister is Tracy's mother. Tracy, yeah? Someone said, church, Tracy's mother. You can go and check with him. Her. When we were eating together, she shared, I was so touched, right? God comforted her through a vision. Her husband was in a much better place. So many people like Paul was there. They are able to glance. God allowed them to glance, pick up little portion of what is paradise, or what is heaven. They are able to taste it, and they feel very joyful. And they have hope. They know that one day she's going to see her husband also. Even though the relationship could be a little bit different. Because we know that there's no marriage in heavenly kingdom. Okay, now, so we see we have eternal glory for the children of God. Yes. Say it again. How do you know he knows such a man? How do you know it is Paul, right? How do we know it is Paul when he says such a man? Because he said, I'm not going to boast, right? Please read verse 5. Please read verse 5. For this one I boast, but for myself I will not boast, right? Verse 6. Okay. Okay, so he says, for this man I will not boast, but for this man, 为这人我要夸口, 但为我自己, so actually he's talking about his personal experience using the third party. If you read verse 1, then you maybe get an even better picture. Verse 1. Okay. So actually he's talking about he need to boast, right? Because he was forced to boast. And he's talking about a revelation. I want to say God's revelation, right? Then if you read previous text and the later text, you know that this talk about himself. Okay, any question? Now let's talk about, now we have hope of official glory, right? 我们是几点下课? 10:40? 7? Now we continue next section. Let's pray in silence. Amen.